Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected today with a high of 30. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 11 tonight. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 44. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 18.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announcing the USDA will make available $215 million in grants and other support to make America's food supply chain more resilient. The financing will help expand meat and poultry processing options, strengthening the food supply chain and creating jobs and economic opportunities in rural areas. National Cattlemen Beef Association says they appreciate the effort to diversify the nation's processing capacity. NCBA Director of Government Affairs and Market Regulatory Policy Tanner Biemeyer said investing in packing capacity is critically important for the industry. He said the expansion of regional processing facilities will bolster resiliency within the beef supply chain and help return marketing leverage to cattle producers. USDA Rural Development will make $150 million available through the Meat and Poultry Processing Expansion Program, another $40 million available from the National Institute of Food and Agriculture for Workforce Development, an additional $25 million would go to technical assistance. Ukraine's military shut down commercial shipping operations at the country's port after Russia invaded Ukraine. The announcement comes from an advisor to the Ukrainian president's chief of staff, stoked fears of supply disruptions from one of the world's top grain and oilseed exporters. Ukraine, a major exporter of corn, much of it goes to China and the EU. Ukraine also competes with Russia to ship wheat to major buyers like Turkey and Egypt. One European grain trader said the market is still trying to get a clearer picture of the actual military situation on the ground. And according to initial reports from the shipping agencies, the port of Azov and Black Seas don't seem to have sustained much damage. Egypt's state grain buyers canceled an international purchase of wheat as the conflict led to reports that no offers of either Russian or Ukrainian wheat had been received. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Wichita police say they've arrested three teenagers for carjacking a woman on the east side early Thursday morning. Officers responded at around 3 a.m. to a carjacking in the 500 block of North Rock Road. The 21-year-old victim told them that one of the three suspects pointed a gun. Police said they took the keys to her vehicle and left in it. About 30 minutes later, a WPD officer spotted the stolen vehicle at a gas station at 13th and Oliver. As the officer approached, he spotted two suspects. One of them fled while the other, a 17-year-old, was taken into custody. He was found to be in possession of a pistol with an extended magazine. The two other suspects were eventually found. One was a 16-year-old and the other a 17-year-old. Over $5 million will help update aging, neglected bridges across Kansas. Governor Laura Kelly announced the funds headed to the Kansas Local Bridge Improvement Program, a partnership between state and local government that funds the repair and replacement of deficient bridges. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
A 19-year-old man faces charges for illegally possessing guns seized last week by the Wichita Police Department. A complaint filed in Sedgwick County District Court shows that Alejandro M. Morales faces three counts of a criminal in possession of a firearm in connection with a February 16th search warrant executed by Wichita Police at a home in the 1700 block of South Elizabeth. On February 16th, prior to the warrant being served, officers with the WPD Violent Crimes Community Response Team reported taking Morales into custody from a traffic stop. On January 19th, police arrested 29-year-old Dakota McHale Hughes of Arc City, who was running from police, and they booked him into the Cali County Jail on suspicion of two felony counts of interference with a law enforcement officer and one count each of criminal possession of a firearm and criminal use of a firearm. Since then, Hughes has been linked to numerous burglaries, thefts, and criminal damage to property cases that have occurred from November 2021 through January 2022. This is Kansas Mid-American Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A bill that would automatically outlaw abortion in Nebraska if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns its Roe versus Wade decision drew strong support and fierce opposition in a legislative hearing. The measure would ban abortions if the court struck down its landmark 1973 ruling, if the U.S. Constitution was amended, or if Congress passed a law allowing states to do so. At least 12 other Republican-led states have passed similar bills. The Judiciary Committee is also considering two other bills that would restrict abortion. Nebraska lawmakers have given initial approval to personal and corporate income tax cuts backed by Governor Pete Ricketts, despite reservations about who would benefit the most and the likely revenue losses for the state. Senators voted 40-1 to advance the bill through the first of three required votes, but promised to work on changes to try to ease some of those concerns. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Before you know it, spring will be here, and it'll be time to start mowing again. So now's the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor Equipment and get in on the Kohler Winter Service Special. Take your mower to Maximum Outdoor before the end of February, and you'll get a 15% discount on labor. Or give them a call at 943-0201 and arrange half-price pickup and delivery of your mower. The folks at Maximum Outdoor Equipment know mowers inside and out, and unlike the big box stores, they specialize in outdoor power equipment. They've been servicing Kohler engines for over 30 years and have the genuine Kohler parts and the expertise to make sure your mower is ready to mow come spring. This Kohler Winter Service Special is only good through the end of February, so don't wait too long. Bring your mower to Maximum Outdoor, just south of Kellogg on West Street, for a 15% discount on labor, or call 943-0201 for half price pickup and delivery.
Maximum service, maximum value, maximum outdoor equipment.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County is included among 29 bridge projects in Kansas to receive more than $5 million as part of a Kansas Local Bridge Improvement Program, a state-local partnership initiative providing funds to replace or rehabilitate locally owned deficient bridges to improve the Kansas infrastructure. This is part of the 10-year Eisenhower Transportation Legacy Program to assist cities and counties by providing funding toward replacement or rehab of bridges on the local roadway system. For this recent round of selections, a total of 62 applications were received, requesting $10.5 million in funds. The project approved in Marshall County is 1.5 miles west of Elites on Tumbleweed Road over Ackerman Creek. There are approximately 19,300 bridges on Kansas local road systems. Around 5,000 are in poor condition or unable to meet today's weight and vehicle requirements. The program targets bridges 20 to 50 feet in length and a daily vehicle count less than 100. Marysville Volunteer Fire Department responded last Tuesday evening to a report of a cattle truck on fire on Center near 11th Street in Marysville. The blaze was extinguished and the cattle returned to the sale barn safely. State Representative Elaine Bowers was also a recent guest on our KNDY Public Affairs program.
She commented on redistricting efforts underway and being considered this session.
Redistricting is a big issue right now, and you may have heard yesterday both chambers overrode the governor's veto. So this is a new congressional map that was put together, and you can follow that along. It may be sent to the courts for a review and then sent back to us if we didn't meet the guidelines that are set for redrawing the congressional seats. One thing to point out on that too, Paxton, is all four of our congressmen would have won their seats regardless, even in this new map. So that's a fact that's overlooked oftentimes. And then the next step is the Senate and the House maps being redrawn. So that process is starting now. Senate District 36 lost 7,700 people. So we lost rural population, which is sad. And we could expect to lose some rural representation in the House and the Senate if a Senate seat has to collapse. The population has moved to the east side of Kansas, so Johnson, Wyandotte County. They've grown so much. Riley County also grew. But Riley County and Clay County border Senate District 36, so a preliminary look at a map for what this district could look like would be to add Clay County. So it would be a bigger Senate district. So that's just in the works. It's very preliminary. And the House will be doing the same thing as well. There are four House members in Senate District 36 as well.
Washington County Farm Bureau is presenting a RAPS program informational meeting Friday, February 25th in Washington, beginning at 1 o'clock at the KSDS East Training Building. All are welcome. A legislative coffee with State Senator Elaine Bowers and State Representative Lisa Mosier is planned Saturday, February 26th, beginning 11 a.m. in Washington at the KSDS East Training Building. For additional information on either event, call Rebecca Fierking at 785-632-0721. Vernon W. Neiman, age 85, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Hanover. Private burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 6 until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Vern Neiman. Corey J. Waters, age 26, of Marysville, passed away on Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at the church, 7. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Corey Waters. Donald A. Ubben, age 90, of Blue Rapids, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Private burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 11 until 9. Family will greet friends Friday, 6 until 8. At Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Don Ubben. Edward Ed Cabriel, age 72, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service will be held at a later date, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Ed Cabriel.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Skies finally starting to clear up throughout the region today, and temperatures will quickly warm up throughout today and the weekend. A nice southwest breeze will start to bring warmer air up from the Gulf of Mexico. And conditions will stay extremely dry and mild throughout the weekend and early next week. For today, we can expect to see highs in the lower to upper 20s throughout Iowa, the upper 20s and lower 30s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 30s throughout Kansas, and the lower 30s throughout Missouri.
Temperatures staying a bit cooler than average. Typically for this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s throughout Iowa, the upper 30s and upper 40s throughout Nebraska, the upper 40s and mid 50s throughout Kansas, and the lower 40s and lower 50s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will continue to rise throughout the weekend, becoming very mild. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late February 49, record high on this date 79, the average low 25, and the record low 4 below zero. Sunset this evening 6:15, sunrise in the morning at 7:06.
Do you like your sweeter tart in pie, cobbler, or cheesecake? It's all about cherries today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. And ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpin app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpin is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 25th, the 56th day of the year. George Harrison was born on this day in 1943, and Cassius Clay, later known as Muhammad Ali, defeated Sonny Liston in 7 rounds on this day 58 years ago. We can't let February go by without noting it's National Cherry Month, and here's a few bits of cherry trivia to celebrate with. Cherries are stone fruits related to plums, peaches, and nectarines. Pits have been discovered in Stone Age caves, indicating they've been part of man's diet since the earliest of times. Today, the vast majority of our tart cherries come from Michigan, while Washington State is the king of sweet cherries. And next time you're on New York's Broadway Avenue, notice how it jogs west on East 10th Street. It shifts because a cherry tree once stood there. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville. The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has the new 2022 Silverado pickups. A 1500 model LT, it's the Trail Boss, and a 2500 HD High Country Z71 edition. Also in on trade is a 2017 GMC Sierra work truck, a one-owner new truck trade-in. Check it out today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Big 12's best team this season meets the league's best, and the nation's best for that matter, from last season when number 5 Kansas heads to number 10 Baylor on Saturday night. The Jayhawks are 23-4 overall, 12-2 in the Big 12, and they can essentially put away the Bears, who are 23-5 overall, 11-4 in the Big 12, in the race for the regular season title with a season sweep of the defending national champions. Kansas has won 4 straight following a nip-and-tuck loss to Texas, while the Bears have won 4 of their past 5 since their loss in Lawrence, with their only blemish against number 11, Texas Tech. Game time for Kansas at Baylor Saturday at 7 o'clock on ESPN. Sources say Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy is returning to the team. Bieniemy's contract ended after the 2021 season, and he interviewed for several vacant head coaching jobs around the NFL. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
or the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer. Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The K-State Wildcats host Iowa State 1 o'clock on Saturday at Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan. Kansas State is 14-13 overall, 6-9 in the Big 12. Iowa State, on the other hand, they are 19-9 overall and also 6-9 in the Big 12. In their previous meeting, K-State beat Iowa State in Ames 75-69. The game time once again, 1 o'clock Saturday on ESPNU. For the third time in 4 weeks, Wichita State's Ricky Council IV has been named to the American Athletic Conference Honor Roll. The 6'6" guard from Durham, North Carolina, averaged 17 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 steals in 2 games last week, while shooting 50% from the field and sinking 9 of 10 free throws. For the season, Council is averaging just under 12 points a game, 5 rebounds, and 1.5 steals. The Shockers, 13-11 overall, 4-8 in the American, are off until Sunday when they travel to Memphis for a 1:30 p.m. tip-off game on ESPN2. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, be in Bramlage Coliseum this Saturday, February 26th, as your K-State men's basketball team hosts Iowa State at 1 p.m. A Wildcat 4-pack of reserve bench tickets is just $75. Reserve yours today at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. See you at 1 p.m. Saturday as your Cats take on the Cyclones. Go Cats!
1A sub-state basketball tipped off Thursday with boys action as Axtell knocked off Lynn 62-34, advancing to face Wetmore in the semifinals next week, while top seed Hanover with the first-round bye will now see Southern Cloud, a 46-41 winner over Wakefield. Centralia boys defeat Donovan West 57-38 and take on top seed Kerr Paravel next week, while it was Troy over Onega 44-34, tipping off next week, then at Frankfort. The Washington County boys took Blue Valley 46-39 and meet Solomon next week, and it was Lincoln advancing past Rock Hills to next face Clifton Clyde. Girls take the court tonight with Axtell at Wetmore, Frankfort hosting Onega, and Washington County is home to Solomon. Marysville freshman Ella Johnson finished 2-2 in her first state tournament appearance at Salina this week, winning first-round action, then suffering a fall, with another win then on the backside of the bracket before she was defeated by fall. 8, MHS boys take the mats at Fort Hays State Friday and Saturday in the state tournament. Bulldog coach Cole Fredrickson.
And actually, the girls' competition start Wednesday and Thursday this week. Ella Johnson won her regional as a freshman. She's taken a 23-2 record into the state tournament. So she's having a great year, and we're really looking for her to win a medal. As on the boys' side, we had 8 qualifiers, wrestled really tough at the regional. 106, Taven Wilson qualified as a freshman. 120, Gable Fredrickson is a sophomore. 126 is Carter Trimble, and he's a sophomore. 138, Kai Barton is a senior. 170, Jacob Hafley is a senior. 195, Bo Wassenberg is a senior. 220, Jondre Walton is a junior. And at heavyweight, Garrison Craig is a senior. So really proud of my seniors. They all punched their ticket. And for three of them anyway, it's their first time out. So really proud of their effort.
Coach Fred's a guest on our Coach's Corner Friday evening, airing about 5:30 on KNDY. He reviews the season and readies his team for state competition.
You know, I think the message this week is that anything can happen out there. And if you go wrestle the way that we're trained and the way that they're capable, and we can go win a lot of medals.
The week of George Washington's birthday is annually celebrated as National FFA Week. Today, we trace the history of the future farmers to a small oak table in a classroom on the campus of Virginia Tech University. The story of that table and the organization that resulted is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Looking for an edge at planting this season? Look no further than Seed Plus Graphite from Verdesian. It's a talc and graphite solution that delivers a full nutrient and biostimulant package directly to the seed, which helps stand establishment and tolerance to stressors like cold and drought. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant directly in the planter box. That's why we're using it this year on our own crop. Verdesian representatives are standing by to support you. Just head to VLSCI.com to connect and learn more.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Walter Newman became state supervisor of vocational education in Virginia in the mid-1920s. As John Hillison explains, Newman
came back to Virginia Tech on a September day in 1925 and met with three other teacher educators here named Harry Sanders, Edmund McGill, and Henry Goskos.
That meeting is considered the beginning of the Future Farmers of Virginia, the inspiration for today's FFA organization.
They sat at an oak table and started talking about how rural students didn't have as much confidence in themselves as, say, their city cousins.
The four men proposed an organization for vocational agriculture students that would provide leadership and confidence for those high school boys.
That's how the Future Farmers of Virginia got started. It was very successful, and Walter Newman went around the country telling other teacher educators about the idea, and pretty soon the idea caught on, and then that led to the establishment of the Future Farmers of America in 1928.
The oak table where the first meeting was held is in the FFA History Museum at Virginia Tech. There was a problem, though. There were two identical tables in the room when that first meeting was held.
They sat around one of those two, and then they had to decide later on which one was the one they actually sat at. One of the founders apparently had a pocket knife, and he was carving a little bit on a drawer, and they used that as evidence for which one they claimed as the oak table.
Hillison helps oversee some of the memorabilia from those early years of the FFA. Traveling the countryside in Blacksburg, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCray.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Have you ever heard the saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch? Well, that's not true for students in Kansas. Free breakfast, too. Every student, every age, every school day. All you have to do is be enrolled at a Kansas school and enjoy eating safe and delicious meals free of charge. Turns out, there really are free lunches because healthy food fuels hungry minds.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education, the USDA, and this station.
Identifying animal tracks provides you with a unique way to observe wildlife. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. You can tell what's around, what their habits are, and maybe solve some mysteries as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to normal. But for today's top farmers, there's only moving ahead. And just like you, we've never stopped working. When Commodity Classic returns to New Orleans, you can look forward to the same premier agricultural and educational experience you've come to expect. From the only event designed by farmers, for farmers. Because we understand the only way to get back to normal is by pushing ahead. Join us when we return March 10th through 12th. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too.
Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
We have a lot of wild critters around our place. I don't always see them, but they give themselves away by leaving their tracks in the mud or snow. I've learned what animals the tracks belong to by taking photos and then looking at a guide to compare. Jason Knight teaches wildlife tracking classes at Alderleaf Wilderness College in Washington State. He says one way to start identifying animal tracks is to have a good field guide with pictures, because there are certain clues to look for.
Some of the things you look at right away is the overall shape of the track. Is it round? Is it oval? Teardrop shape? Is it blocky? Are you count numbers of toes? Does it have four toes in the track? Does it have five toes? Are their claws showing or are they not showing? What is the shape of the heel pad? Canines have a real triangular-shaped heel pad, where cats have a trapezoidal-shaped heel pad.
As you get better at tracking, Knight says you'll be able to unlock more information, such as was the imprint created by an older or younger animal, or a male or female. You may also want to know when the footprints were made. Knight says you can age tracks by keeping a record of the weather.
If you know when it rained, you can look at a track and say, did it come before or after the rain, based on whether you find marks of raindrops inside the track. If you know which way the wind was blowing, when a strong wind came through the area, so you can see debris blowing into the track. You also look for the amount of moisture that was on the ground when the track was made. In the morning, we get dew and there's a lot of moisture, and so tracks will be a lot more clear when they're made in the morning time.
You might not see any tracks, so learn to recognize other signs animals leave behind, such as scat, markings on a tree, or evidence of feeding. Learn more about deciphering animal tracks at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Maximizing efficiency when using nitrogen fertilizers today on Farm to Fork. Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. When you think of classic trios, you might think of the Three Stooges or the Three Little Pigs. But there's nothing cute or funny about nitrogen loss. Enter Trident Nitrogen Stabilizer, the new industry standard in nitrogen loss prevention. It protects against all three forms of N loss, making it more available to your crop. Think of it as more Three Musketeers and less Three Amigos. Talk to your local ag retailer about Trident and harness the power of three. There are ways to boost the efficiency of expensive nitrogen fertilizers, according to Dorivar Ruiz-Diaz, a crop nutrient specialist at Kansas State University. One, he says, is using nitrogen inhibitors and additives.
The key with inhibitors and additives in general in nitrogen is that we have to put it where it's needed. And that's really the big challenge. Things like urease inhibitors, that works very well if we're using urea in particular. Also, we get some benefit with UAN. Obviously, placement is a big factor here.
Ruiz-Diaz recommends paying close attention to the way you're applying your nitrogen fertilizers.
We've done some studies the last couple of years looking at different strategies, comparing different methods, things like broadcast pre-plant versus injected, and just different combinations of sources and placement. And that gives us an idea of how we can improve efficiency and how much we benefit from that improved efficiency.
Ruiz-Diaz suggests that more precise application of nitrogen is far better than just reducing application rates across the board to save money.
Maybe we can do a better job injecting that nitrogen, split application. Obviously, people doing fertigation can spoon feed that nitrogen. All of that is contributing to efficiency.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in a quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Hank News from the American Network Community. Hoosier, well, the highly pathogenic avian influenza has showed up in the states of Indiana, Virginia, and Kentucky so far. And Spears is communications director for the Indiana Board of Animal Health, and she says that Indiana's outbreak began in commercial turkey flocks.
We're dealing with a highly pathogenic avian influenza, the H5N1 strain, in a commercial poultry flock in southern Indiana. It's DuBois County, which is our top turkey-producing county in the state of Indiana. What we've done is established a control area. It's a 10-kilometer circle around the farm that has been affected, and all of the commercial flocks within that circle have been quarantined. If you count the flock that was affected, there are 18 total commercial flocks. While they're in a quarantine, they're required to test weekly for avian influenza, and they've been doing that on a regular basis now. They've gone through their second round of testing. So we are also reaching out to small flock owners who are like backyard birds, hobby flocks, and trying to get them tested as well.
On any given day, she says that biosecurity is important to success in poultry operations, and poultry producers need to heighten their vigilance when it comes to staying out of their flocks, regardless of how big or small that flock may actually be.
We preach biosecurity a lot around here, and it's really important, especially when you're talking with smaller flocks that will have birds outside. Avian influenza is carried and spread pretty easily by migratory waterfowl like ducks and geese, and when you get into late winter, early spring, they're starting to move, and they shed the virus in their droppings. So you can tell that it's very easy to get it in the environment and around. It's just important any time of the year, but especially now we've had a few positive cases in some other states, so now is a time for everybody who owns poultry to be on high alert, whether you're large commercial-sized or a small backyard holder.
Again, with Denise Spears with the Indiana Board of Animal Health. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Do you eat the same foods now that you did when you were a toddler? Of course not.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit BlueValley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Transportation Department announcing today making a $450 million in grant funds available to expand port capacity, and some of that money may go towards improving the ability of ag exporters to ship commodities to overseas buyers, according to senior government officials. The deadline for applications for the grant money, funded by the bipartisan infrastructure law managed through the Transportation Department's Port Infrastructure Development Program, is May 16th, but the winners will not be announced until the fall. Officials stressed that the program is just as focused on improving conditions for U.S. exports as it is on facilitating imports of consumer goods. One ag sector representative in a meeting with DOT officials said it's still unclear how helpful port investment plans are so far to exporters of U.S. farm commodities, because ocean carriers continue to agree to send empty containers back to China instead of loading them with ag exports. Supreme Court has once again delayed its decision on whether to grant a petition seeking review of California's animal housing law, which is Prop 12. The court didn't issue a decision Tuesday and rescheduled the matter for a conference this Friday. National Pork Producers and American Farm Bureau filed the petition back in September. Friday's conference will be the fifth time the court has considered the petition, which contends that California's imposition of housing standards for breeding sows violates the Constitution. And four Farm State Republican senators asking EPA Administrator Michael Regan to redirect EPA's Office of Pesticide Programs toward a regular, risk-based regulatory process that reflects real-world data provided by USDA and growers. Among the actions the senators are concerned about, the possibility of a ban of over-the-top use of dicamba and endangered species evaluations of glyphosate, atrazine, and cimazine that they say overstate the impact on wildlife. The senators made their views known in a letter to Regan. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Whether it's a paint touch-up, installing shelves, landscaping, building a fire pit, or building a barn, you'll find all the materials, tools, hardware, and paint at Hometown Lumber and Hardware. They are here to help you with small or large projects and seasonal home maintenance. Stop by Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and let them help you with your project supplies. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturday from 8 to 3. Thank you for buying local.
Kids like to play in the dirt, but a high concentration of lead in the soil could be harmful if they ingest it. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
With Farmers Business Network, there's no need to compromise on your seed decisions. Shop FBN Direct for true quality seed that won't eat into your bottom line. Head to FBN.com/plant for seed guides. And get the lowdown on our full selection of corn, soybeans, sorghum, and more. Quality seed. Honest prices. No compromise. That's what you'll get with Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct. Visit FBN.com/plant.
Farming is about uncertainty. When volatile prices and fluctuating weather are par for the course, you can count on Commodity Classic, the event that's designed by farmers for farmers. America's largest agricultural and educational event delivers the experience you've come to expect. Uncertainty may be what you're used to, but with Commodity Classic, you'll be equipped to handle it just a little bit better. Be there March 10th through 12th when we return to New Orleans. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Leaded paint and leaded gasoline aren't used anymore, but once lead is in the soil, it stays there. Exposure to lead can have serious health effects in children who might ingest that soil or fruits and vegetables grown in it. Andrew Margonaut is an assistant professor of soil science at the University of Illinois. He says all soils naturally have some lead, which is measured in parts per million from 0 up to about 2,000. Most are 15 to 25 parts per million. The health risks depend on the lead concentration.
This is what the US EPA calls a threshold of action. If there's bare soil and there are children present, 400 part per million in a exposed soil is the threshold at which you need to do something. And that typically means cover up that bare soil to reduce the pathway of direct exposure, meaning kids eating dirt, or if you're a farmer, as you till, breathing in those dust particles.
He says if soil testing shows a high lead concentration, there are a few ways to help mitigate the risk.
So the first is you increase soil pH. The availability of heavy metals depends on pH. In general, as the pH goes up, they're less available. A second option is to bind up those metals with a binding partner, and in that case, it would be phosphate. Third one would be to use a organic matter input like compost. And compost, it appears, is emerging as an effective way to mitigate the availability of heavy metals like lead in soils.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about lead in the soil and what to do about it at agriculture.com.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available, and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Friday today. Markets wrapping up in just a little bit. We're still seeing the correction in the markets after the insane trading yesterday with the volatility with the ongoing Russia and Ukraine issue. But grains are dramatically down right now. Livestock started off strong, but they are a little bit lower as we go through the day as well. We'll see what it looks like at the close in just a little bit. In the corn market, March corn's down 33 cents right now, sitting at 662, even a bushel. Things have kind of slowed down a little bit in the corn market. Kansas City wheat, they've taken a big hit today. March KC wheat down 69 and three-quarter cents at 893 and a quarter. In the bean market, March soybeans are down 62 and a half cents as well at 1599, back under that $16 range there. Soybean meal for March down $14.20. That's continuously moved downward as the day's gone along, sitting right now at 450 and 70 cents. The May meal also down by 1090 at 444 and 70 cents. In the oil market, soybean oil for March down $3.34 right now at 68.66. The May also down by $3.10 at 68.87. In the cotton market, they've been pretty slow today. Not a whole lot of movement, but they are in the red with March cotton down $1.97 right now at 120.62. The May down by 13 cents at 119.03. The canola market taking a big hit as well, down $63.90 at 10.01 and a half. Over in the oats market, we see a little bit of green here. March oats, at least in the early futures, up 10 cents at 666, even a bushel. The May oats down by 38 cents right now at 615 and a quarter. Over in the livestock market right now, as we mentioned, started off a little bit higher. Right now they are mixed but mostly lower. Live cattle for February down $1.45 at 139.07. The April live cattle down by 60 cents at 141.70. Feeder cattle still seeing a little bit of green here with March feeder cattle at 42 cents at 159.52. U.S. dollar index today a little bit lower here with the March index down 38 cents at 96.73.
Hi, I'm Laura Howard, Secretary of the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. In Kansas, there are more than 540,000 people on Medicare, and each day, nearly 10,000 new people enroll nationwide. While Medicare enrollment can seem daunting, it doesn't have to be. That's where SHIC, or the Senior Health Insurance Counseling for Kansas program, comes in. The SHIC program provides seniors across Kansas trusted and unbiased help about Medicare benefits. SHIC counselors provide all the information and options available so you can make an informed decision about your Medicare coverage. We look forward to helping you navigate your way to a Medicare plan that is right for you. The number to call to find your local SHIC counselor is 1-800-860-5260.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and aired in cooperation with
cattle producers. Make one trip to Valley Vet Supply for all your calving equipment. Get great prices on Ratchet Pole and Dr. Frank's calf pullers. Check out the calf resuscitator kit and other OB accessories. When you warm up and dry off those newborn calves with a Roy L. Heat calf warmer, you'll wonder how you got along without it. Visit Valley Vet Supply just off the Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas. Order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Yeah.
all-time legends of country music. From KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.